Welcome to the Breathe to Heal podcast. My name's Joby, and we're going to talk all about breath work. We're going to talk about consciousness, meditation. We're going to really help empower you in all areas of your life through mindset, mindfulness, well-being, and all different holistic practices. I hope you enjoy the show. Sit back and relax. Welcome everyone, this is Joe B. Thank you for joining us. My God, have I got some announcements and updates for you. Okay, so let's begin. Where do I start? Oh my God, so I've moved home, which is, I apologize for not getting, being consistent with the weekly podcast. I've literally demolished my house, the electrician's in, plumber's in. It is all systems go. And we've literally got so much going on at the house. I've had to be dealing with that. And then Alex, my business partner in Breathe Together, has actually decided to move on because he's having a baby and lots of other stuff. So I wish you well, Alex, if you're listening to this at any time. Wish you all the best. So I'm actually now on my own, and Breathe Together was obviously a joint venture between Alex and I of our two businesses, Breathe to Heal and Breathe to Succeed. So I'm now going to be moving back to Breathe to Heal. That is my original company. That is the brand that I started to do breath work, meditation, and help people all over the world. So I'm just waiting for Google and Apple to confirm on the app. And if you don't know about our app, we do daily breathwork meditation classes on the app. So you can come and join us. That's still up and running. It's just under Breathe Together for the next couple of days. And it will be moving back to Breathe to Heal. And breathe. We have also got a huge event coming up on the 24th of October on a Sunday. It's going to be a breath-a-thon. I've got two crazy good breathwork instructors and coaches coming to join me for a day. We're going to have 4 hours worth of breathwork and meditation, working through trauma, pain, absolutely everything to impact and empower your life. This is going to help so many people. There are early bird tickets left. So if you want to get on board before the price goes up to £20, please get on board, £10. So I'm really excited about this event. I've also got courses coming out. We're doing, got 21-day challenges. We have a lot of 3-month courses coming out where we're going to work deeply into people's traumas, pains, and really help bring transformation into your lives as well. So guys, that's the updates. We can now get on and really talk about some breath work, really talk about the harnessing in the power of the breath. Why it's so important, because right now, especially in the UK, it is crazy. People are fighting over petrol. People are in this lack mindset, scarcity mindset, and it is just causing more and more problems. So we have to be in the vibration of abundance. If every single person just went and got what they needed, or only get it when they need it, it wouldn't be so many problems. Like, people are literally having fights in the petrol station. Come on, guys, please. Take that breath. Relax the mind. Relax the body. Nice and soft and gentle breathing if you are under stress. But if you have been attacked by external forces and people are arguing around you, family situations, whatever it may be, use the breath, harness the power of the breath. You can heal anything with the breath. It is so important for you to learn the right breath. You know, if you really want to relax the mind and the body, nice, soft, and slow breathing. you'll naturally send positive signals up the vagus nervous system into the brain, and you're going to start firing and wiring new neurons. And when you are doing this, you change the chemistry, you can change the pathway, you can change your thinking. That is the most important thing, is changing your thinking, because your thoughts are not your reality. But if you allow the thought to create an emotion, the emotion becomes the vibration, and the vibration becomes your reality. So you need to become the observer of the thoughts. And when you become the observer of the thoughts, and the minute you catch a thought that does not align with who I am and who I want to become, then you take that breath in, and I clear, delete, and I transmute this negative energy, and I send it back to the universe, back to source, with love. And just breathe out. Breathe through your traumas. Breathe through your pain. Breathe through the negative thoughts. And you can play the 2x1 game, which is the emotion, thought, and feeling. So if the emotions are coming in and they're more powerful than the thought and feelings, you use the thought and feelings to create a new reality to go against the emotions. Or vice versa, any other way. So you play the 2x1 game. So it's in like a triangle. And when this is in your life, when you have thoughts coming through that are more powerful than the emotions, or that starts triggering the emotion, you need to use the emotion and the feelings to beat the thoughts. I hope this is making sense. But this is something that I've been suffered with, anxiety and depression, mental health. I suffered with years after being disfigured and being hit by a scaffold fitting that fell from 70 feet. I literally, oh my God, the anxiety, just thinking about this now, the anxiety. If I would have known breath work back then and how to breathe at that time of the accident, and having 49 big 3-inch staples in my head holding my head together, my journey would have been a lot different. But everything happens for a reason, because if I hadn't had that accident, I wouldn't have been led down into personal development, meditation, and finding breath work by my shamanic practices that I have been learning for so many years now. And it was on many, many occasions that I've actually had 7 near-death misses, just so you know, these people, 7 near-death misses, and every one of them has caused me major anxiety, depression, mental health issues. So it's been a real journey for me, but everything is perfect in every way, because I've actually discovered the power of the breath and harnessing in that breath now. I literally, about 2.5 years ago, nearly 3 years ago, I got squashed by a lorry. A lorry come up behind me, which was just going too fast, and squashed me into another car. So my whole car concertinaed. I was practicing a lot of breath work at the time. So I was literally laying on the side of the road for about 3 hours, and I was just breathing and breathing and breathing. And that really helped calm me down. It put me in a state of relaxation, even though I was severely hurt. I smashed all my shoulder in. I really done on my neck in again. Same sort of thing. The impact from when the scaffold fitting fell on me really damaged my neck. But during that time, I was laying on that floor for all them hours waiting for an ambulance. I was breathing, and I got to hospital, I was breathing, and that for me helped my recovery so much that I'm just so grateful to have found the breath. So I'm doing all of this now. I want to help you discover the power of the breath. I want you to really harness in breathing consciously every day, because when you do, you will change your state, and you can change your state in less than a minute. You can just do some nice breathing through the nose, nice and soft and gentle breathing out. But if you've had the trauma, or you've had the pain, you've had that emotional kick up the ass, you need to move that energy. You need to move that energy fast. So breath with movement Lion's breath, warrior breath, move your body, breathe. And you move your body. Certain breathing techniques will help you clear the energy a lot faster. If you just want to relax your mind, you can do that too. Okay, so you need to relax your mind if you're under having anxiety or panic attacks. But if you've actually had that trauma, you need to move that energy. And you need to move that energy fast. You cannot keep that energy within you. It gets stored within your organs. It gets stored within your cells. So you need to clean your channel. You need to raise your vibration. You need to raise and your frequency. Everything is energy. So when you get into that state of inner healing, it is time to absolutely move that as fast as you can. Use the movement of the body, push that energy away. You can use your hands, you can use your sway in the body, Tai Chi, Qigong, even just shaking your body. If you look at animals in nature, whenever they get injured or something happens to them, they get in shock, they will lay there and they will shake it all out. In, out, shake it all about. So shaking your body, if you've had trauma, is a major thing and paramount to shifting stagnant and dormant energies. It's really important that you are in a high vibration. The world needs your vibration right now. The way things are, if you stick in that negative energies and you're staying there, you're in a low vibration. If you're having arguments, if you are allowing the thoughts to beat you, you're going to stay in there. You're going to go on a downward spiral. You need to raise your vibration. The breath can take you there. The breath can heal anything. You can breathe into certain parts of your body. Get the breath moving. Clean your channel. Allow the breath to do the work. You can do breath awareness where you just sit and watch your breath. Allow the breath to come in. Tuning into the senses. Tuning into the frequencies, feel the vibration in your fingertips running through your body. And the more you sit and just watch your breath as well, this is really important. You have breath awareness and conscious breathing. Breath awareness is allowing the breath to breathe you. Conscious breathing is where you're there creating the patterns, deciding how fast or deep or slow you're going to breathe. But when you add in conscious awareness, and you are feeling the sensations of every single breath, you're going to clean your mind so fast. You will always have clarity. You will always have focus. You will always be aligned. So anything that you're trying to achieve in your life, any goals, any targets, anything that you're going, using your breath to elevate you there. And the breath is the gateway to this very now moment. Every breath takes you into the next now moment. And when you start watching your breath, you'll notice how your body moves, and then you'll notice that there's a little gap in between every breath. That gap is the now moment. So when you're in that now moment, there is no past, there is no future. All you have is now. That is game changer, because from that now moment, nothing else matters. There is no anxiety, there is no pain, there is no trauma. You're there in that now moment, and that's how you can transform. That is how you can get into a deep transformational energy into cellular level. And when you are firing and wiring new patterns in the brain, you can take breath holds as well. Breath holds are amazing to clean your energy. You also keep carbon dioxide within the body. So when you have carbon dioxide within the body, it actually helps the blood split clean and into the tissue. So you're rejuvenating your blood by doing breath holds. You're changing the chemistry in the brain. You're releasing endorphins. You're raising your vibration. You're becoming aligned, grounded, and connected. Everything is vibration. everything is energy. It's now time for you to connect to the breath. So just shine your eyes and just allow that breath to breathe you. Feel the sensations of the breath. Where are you breathing? Are you breathing into the chest through the mouth? If you are, you're breathing wrong. That's dysfunctional breathing. You want to be breathing into the nose and into the belly. There's only certain breathing techniques where I would say use the mouth. The mouth is for expression. The nose is for breathing. But there are certain breathing techniques that do that. But just shut your eyes, relax in the body. And just allow that breath to breathe you naturally. Feel the sensations of the breath coming up the nose, down the body. Feel your belly expanding, contracting, softening. And the softer you can breathe, just naturally allowing that breath to flow with ease and grace. Feel the sensations, feel the vibration, just start warming up within the body. You will naturally start raising your vibration, your awareness, your consciousness. And when you're focused like this, it also takes away that anxiety, that chitter chatter of the mind. And then you can start just allowing that for a couple of minutes. You do this for a few minutes every day. The little sensations really help with your cognitivity. They help with your focus. The little sensations turn into big sensations, and all of a sudden you start feeling vibrations in the body and you're flowing naturally. And the more you flow naturally, there's no blockages. When you're blocked and on the circle of life, that means you're blocking money, you're blocking abundance, you're blocking health. You need to be on a full circle that just keeps moving, flowing. In the vibration of plenty and abundance, just allowing yourself to clean your channel. That's why the breath movement is so important, to clean your channel. Because if you're holding on to stagnant and dormant energies within the body, within the cells, within the organs, you are trapping yourself. Emotional traps within the body, they can actually cause more illness. So you need to move that body. You need to move that energy. Breathe. Even if you just lay on the floor, or lay on your mat, lay on your bed, sitting up, however you want to breathe. Breathe. And the perfect thing about breathing, you can do it anywhere. If you really want to go in deep, get yourself on a yoga mat, nice bit of music on, and breathe. Push that energy through you, breathing all the way up through your feet, your legs, your stomach, your heart, all the way up to the crown, and then back out. Move that energy. And the more you listen to the body and your that breath awareness, them sensations, you'll know in your body. Your body has a healing mechanism and a wisdom within you far greater than you will ever comprehend. When you know this and you tune into that and you start making conscious breathing, which you can do through the day or in a breathwork session, you know how to heal yourself. Your inner healing mechanism and wisdom will start telling you what you need and what is wrong with your body. And you can ask your body too, what is going on with my body? What is this pain? What's this feeling? Why am I having these sensations? The more you talk internally to the subconscious mind and program it for high vibrations and program it for love and peace and harmony, joy, abundance, whatever it is that you are looking for, command it into your life as you are breathing and you take them breath holds in that very now moment. Command to your subconscious mind what you want. What do you desire in your life? What do you really, really, really want in your life? Command it in right here in this now moment. Anchor it in. Feel it in the heart. Open up your heart. Stop working from the mind. Open up your heart. into new, higher frequencies, higher states of consciousness, more awareness, more sensations of your energy field. As you're holding that breath, visualize yourself. If you can't visualize, speak it in the mind. Speak it from your throat chakra. Create your reality. Create that life that you desire and deserve to have. This is your time. It's time to rise. It's time to bring your gifts and talents to this world. Your purpose. You've got a soul mission. It's time to elevate yourself into the highest frequency and light that you can be. The world needs your love. The world needs your gifts. Bring it to the world. Bring it. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you to live the life that you desire, filled with abundance, filled with love and joy and happiness and peace. It's time for unity, the collective consciousness to come together as one. Stop arguing, stop fighting with your family and friends. Be in a state of love. Love is the highest vibration in the universe, in the cosmos. When we can be in a state of love, we can change the world. Together, we breathe. We breathe to heal all of humanity. We breathe to heal ourselves. We breathe to heal Mother Earth. We are all connected to the breath. It's the life force of everything. It is paramount that you connect to your breath. It is paramount that you really take your breath seriously. Breath work is the new yoga. But when you combine the two, obviously, amazing things happen. And it's the ripple effect. It's what we can put out to this world. It's time for new vibrations and energies and frequencies. It's time for this very now moment for us to shine. It's time for us to come together. What are your gifts and talents? Get journaling. Write down everything that you want. Write it down as if you already have it. Be grateful for all that you have. Taking a breath in and just take that moment, being grateful for your all of the money that you have, all of the beautiful things. Everything is perfect in your life. Breathe into that. Be a powerful force of attraction. Set intentions of what you want. Your intention is everything. Taking conscious breaths through the day, breathing well, breathing functionally, manifest a life that you desire and deserve to have. Be free. Time to rise. Harness in the power of the breath. Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got some value. If you do, please like, share, leave a comment, and download this, share it to your friends. I hope it helps some people. One person at a time, mate. One person at a time. One breath at a time. That's all we need. One breath at a time. Thank you, everyone. Hope you have a beautiful, beautiful evening, day. Wherever you are in the world, lots of love and respect. Aho. See you on next week's episode. Peace. Okay, everyone, thank you for joining our show today. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Breathe to Heal. Please download our app for daily breathwork and meditation classes. please go and grab your tickets for the Breath of Fun on the 24th of October. It's going to be on Zoom. Now you can come and join us anywhere in the world, from your own living room, your bedroom, wherever it may be, and really learn skills and techniques that's going to empower and impact your life. It's going to be very, very special. And look out for the change of the app going over to Brief Teal very soon. Lots of love for everyone. Have a great day. Thank you for joining the show. Bye.